This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, and I'm back with the midweek show. I hope everybody's doing good this week so far. It's hot as shit here in North Texas. I think we're like up to 18 days so far of over 100 degrees. I think last year we had 28. It don't start cooling down here till probably the end of September, if we're lucky. So, all right. Tonight, going to be talking about the band Cavalera Conspiracy. Now, if you don't know who they are, the band was founded by Max and Igor Cavalera. If you don't know who they are, they were founding members of the band Sepultura. And back in the day, the brothers had a big feud about all kinds of stuff that was going on in the band, and Max had actually quit the band, and Igor stayed with the band until like 2006, I think. And then they formed Cavalera Conspiracy in 2007 after they cleared up all their differences. But I'm not going to go into that whole deal because that's a crazy story. That could be a full-length episode on its own. So, now, they were originally going to call the band Inflicted after a song that Max had wrote about a crazy ritual that he had seen in Indonesia when he was on tour with Sepultura in 1992. And I guess it was he saw some crazy shit, so he wrote the song Inflicted. And they were going to name the band that, but I guess there was like a bunch of bands already had that name, so they didn't want to go through the legal shit about it. So they just ended up calling it Cavalera Conspiracy. Now, in April of this year, Max and Igor announced that they had changed the name to just Cavalera so they could release earlier stuff of Sepultura, re-recorded versions of all the stuff that they were on and when they were in Sepultura. So, and they actually re-recorded their first EP, Bestial Devastation, from 1985, and their actual first album, Morbid Visions, from 1986. Now, they released this on July 14th of this year, just like not even 2 weeks ago. So, they released it under the Cavalera Conspiracy name on streaming sites, but they're using the name Cavalera on the physical media. So if you buy the album, it's just going to say Cavalera on it. Okay, the current band, of course, we got Max on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, and Igor is drums and percussion, and then we bring in Max's son, Igor Amadeus Cavalera. He's playing bass in the studio and on tour, this tour. So, possessed guitarist Daniel Gonzalez recorded the guitar on the album, but Travis Stone from the band Pig Destroyer is going to be playing guitar on the tour this year. So there won't be any information on the tour because it hasn't happened yet. But they are coming to Dallas to the Granada Theater September 1st. Hoping maybe Carl might want to go since the Wasp tour got canceled and we can't go see Wasp again. We're getting fucking screwed on Wasp, so... Yeah, Blackie Lawless tours back up on the European tour, so canceled the U.S. tour. So, oh well, it is what it is. I don't know if Carl would want to go see Cavalera Conspiracy or not, so we'll see. Okay, first let's go over the track list of the EP, Bestial Devastation. Now keep in mind... the track list is different from the 1985-86 version, and so same with the first album, Morbid Vision. So, all right, track one, The Curse, track two, Bestial Devastation, and that was released as a single off this. Three is Antichrist, four, Necromancer, five, Warriors of Death, and six is an unreleased demo that I could not find anywhere else on none of the Sepultura albums. So, and it's called Sexta Feira 13, which translates from Portuguese to Friday the 13th. All right, moving on to their... the Morbid Visions album, track one, Morbid Visions, and that was released as a single off this album. Track two's Mayhem, three, Troops of Doom, and they got a really cool music video of that. Track four, War. Track five, Crucifixion. Track six, Show Me the Wrath. Track 7, Funeral Rites. Track 8, Empire of the Damned. And then we got track 9, which was also an unreleased demo, Burn the Dead. Now, when these originals albums were done back in 85 and 86, they didn't even release Bestial Devastation until 91. And then they remastered it in 97, but both of these albums, it was all in out death metal, is what it sounds like to me. Very poorly produced. I think Sepultura sort of got into the more thrash sound as they progressed in their careers, for albums further down the line. But Max and Igor, they did a good job on these re-recordings. It's all out thrash sounding for sure. See what 30 something odd years of technology can do. But anyway, these albums, the EP and the album re-recording, is very well produced. Sound really, really good. And actually, I ordered them both on Amazon today. So, that's how much I like them. I'm going to give them a 4.8. I really don't think anybody deserves a 5. You got to be really, really good to get a 5 out of me. But the originals, I'm going to give a 2. I listened to them both today while driving around, and it's like night and day. But yeah, the new ones, the re-recordings, definitely more thrash for sure. All right, well, that's all I got for Cavalera Conspiracy, or Cavalera, or whatever you want to call it, Bestial Devastation, and Morbid Visions. Give them a listen for sure. I highly recommend. Good stuff. All right, everybody, check us out on all the social medias. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube. Join the Facebook groups, the Evil Never Dies podcast, the Evil Ones, and join the Count Karabi group, too. I'd like to see some more people in there. So, all right, everybody, that's it for the midweek. Thanks for joining me again, and stay evil, everybody.
Crucifixion, nothing, Christ, nailed to the cross.